Sandworm targets Poland. Prone to own vehicle hacks, energy firms targeted. The fifth edition of the monthly cyber incident roundup highlights a sharp rise in the sophistication and scale of recent cyber attacks, particularly targeting critical infrastructure, automotive systems, and major brands. A major incident involved an alleged Russia-backed sandworm attack on Poland's power grid. On December 29, 2030, threat actors deployed a powerful wiper attack against systems connected to two heat and power plants and a renewable energy management system. Although Poland's prime minister confirmed there were no outages or disruptions, researchers at ESAT later attributed the attack to Sandworm, noting strong similarities to its past campaigns, including the 2015 Blacknergy attack on Ukraine's power grid. The timing exactly 10 years after that incident was deemed significant. The addition also covers the Pwn2 owned contest in Tokyo, which exposed serious vulnerabilities in electric vehicle, EV charging stations, and vehicle infotainment systems. Researchers demonstrated that simple methods, such as using an NFC card, could compromise certain EV chargers. Over 3 days, 66 zero-day vulnerabilities were disclosed, with a high success rate, underscoring persistent security gaps despite improved defenses. Additionally, Microsoft warned of multi-stage phishing and business email compromise, BEC campaigns targeting energy firms. Attackers abused SharePoint links, followed by adversary in the middle, ATOM attacks, and then leveraged compromised internal accounts to widen their reach. Microsoft Defender XDR helped detect and contain the campaign through remediation measures like password resets and removal of malicious inbox rules. Finally, the article describes homoglyph phishing attacks using the RN typo to impersonate brands like Microsoft and Marriott. These visually deceptive domains, especially dangerous on mobile devices, aim to steal user credentials. The article concludes by emphasizing the importance of email authentication protocols such as DMARC, DKIM, and SPF to combat spoofing and phishing threats.